from the best-selling Heroes of History series. Emerald Books presents John Adams, Independence Forever, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Traitor. John Adams looked up at the billowing sails of the Boston.
"Let out the mainsail!"
he heard Captain Tucker yell. Four sailors rushed past him and scaled the mast, where they adjusted the ropes. They worked quickly, ready for the captain's next order. The Boston picked up speed as it plowed through the frigid waters of the Atlantic Ocean. John turned and headed for the stern of the ship. His heart sank as he looked behind them. The British man-of-war was still in hot pursuit. He reached for his eyeglass and peered at the other ship's deck. Sure enough, the sailors on the vessel were also trimming their sails to catch the extra gusts of wind. It had been this way, with the man-of-war on their tail, for two long days now, and John wondered what was finally going to break the deadlock between them. John stepped back and stared at the leather trunk lashed to the deck. He checked the knots that held it there. Suddenly, he heard a voice behind him.
"Papa, what's in there? And why did you bring it on deck?"
It was John's 11-year-old son, Johnny. John looked at the boy and carefully chose his words so as not to alarm him.
"All of the official papers I brought with me are in there," he said in a level voice. "If the ship that's giving chase catches us, I'm going to cut the rope that binds the trunk to the deck and push it overboard. It's very heavy. I put some cast iron in it so it will sink right away."
"But they won't catch us, will they?"
Johnny asked. John would have liked to assure his son, but there was no point in hiding the truth.
"I wish I knew," he said, patting the boy on the shoulder. "Only time will tell. But you must promise me one thing. No matter what happens, you have to be brave and do whatever Captain Tucker tells you. Do you understand?"
Johnny looked up bewildered.
"But I'll be with you, Papa. You and I will be together, and you can tell me what to do."
"I hope so," John said, looking away. "But just in case we get separated, you do exactly as the captain tells you."
Johnny gulped back a tear.
"Yes, Papa. I promise."
"Now go below and finish your translation work. We can't allow a little thing like a man of war to stop your studies, can we?"
Johnny grinned and headed below deck. But John stayed watching the ship behind them. He wished he could have told his son the whole truth, but it would have terrified the boy. The part about throwing the trunk overboard was true. But if the British did overrun the ship, John intended to follow the trunk to the bottom of the ocean. It's not that he wanted to, but he couldn't see a better option. In the eyes of the King of England, he was a traitor. Not only had he advocated declaring independence for the American colonies from Great Britain, he had voted for it and proudly affixed his signature to the Declaration of Independence. If he were captured by the British, he would be taken back to England and hanged. Gazing over the stern of the Boston, John could see the British man-of-war still in pursuit. "How ironic," he thought, as he wiped sea spray off his eyeglass. "All my life I have been a loyal British subject, a citizen of the Massachusetts colony, and now the British would gladly execute me if they got the chance." John frowned. How could he possibly explain this complicated situation to his oldest son? By comparison, John's childhood had been very ordinary. His own father had been involved in politics, but that profession had never led to anything as dangerous as the moment in which John now found himself. As a boy growing up in Massachusetts, John never imagined that politics could lead to the peril he now faced on the open seas.